The third distinction is that animals make no improvements, while the knowledge and skill and the success of man are perpetually on the increase. Animals, in all their operations, follow the first impulse of nature, or that instinct which God has implanted in them. In all they do undertake, therefore, their works are more perfect and regular than those of man. But man, having been endowed with the faculty of thinking or reasoning about what he does, is enabled by patience and industry to correct the mistakes into which he at first falls, and to go on constantly improving. A bird's nest is indeed a perfect structure, yet the nest of a swallow of the 19th century is not at all more commodious or elegant than those that were built amid the rafters of Noah's Ark. But if we compare the wigwam of the savage with the temples and palaces of ancient Greece and Rome, we then shall see to what man's mistakes, rectified and improved upon, conduct him. When the vast sun shall veil his golden light deep in the gloom of everlasting night, when wild destructive flames shall wrap the skies, when ruin triumphs and when nature dies, man shall alone the wreck of worlds survive. Mid falling spheres, immortal man shall live.